Well, the Dan's Rechli Shofech and the Abbas Teichel are telling us also the same Yisoid, that you only have one with the other. You can only make a Zerikas Adam if there's Bas left over teeth. So what do I need two Pesachim for? And the Gemara, yes. Chad b'yoylo v'chad b'shlomin. One is talking about a Korban Oylo, and one is talking about a Korban Shlomin. Utzricha, I need both Pesachim. The cost of Rechamon Oboyle, if I would have just said this Chiddush by an Oylo, that you can only make this Zerikas Adam if there's the meat left over to burn, Havim, mean I would have thought Oylo he the Chamira. Only by a korban oil the Torah is makpid not to make a zrika unless there's some meat to be burnt. Why should kain kolol? Oil has a churm, it's burnt up. There's no meat that's eaten by the kain. Everything is burnt. Since it's such a strict korban, maybe the other Torah is makpid. You can only make a dam if there's some bosa left over. That's what I would have thought. Avul shlomim, but a korban shlomim, the loy chamir, it's not so strict a korban shlomim. Because the korban shlomim, the kahana meat, the baila meat from the meat, not all the meat is put on the mizbeach. Eim aloi, I would have thought the Torah was not makpid. It's from the first pasuk alone, for your sisar lasecha, boss of yadam, I would have thought it's only by korban oilam. That since the whole korban is burnt, then you have this chumri, you can only make this rikas adam if there's meat left over to be burnt. Mashenka by korban shlomim, that not everything is burnt, but rather half of it is eaten by the kahana and by the bailim, I would have thought there it's not so strict. There, even though the meat became tamei, maybe I could still make this rikas adam. Kamashmala, a second pasuk, know that even a korban shlomim, you can only make the zrikas adam if there's some meat left over to be eaten. By the vikos rachmon shlomim, the third would have just said the second pasuk that even by a korban shlomim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're only allowed to make the zrikas adam if there's some bus left over, there's some bus to be eaten. I would have thought, I would have said as far just the opposite way. I would say like this: the yisbu shtei achilos, a korban shlomim has a chumra to it. That there are two types of eatings to it. There's the mizbeach, there's the emurim, the fat that you put on the mizbeach and are burnt, and there's the meat that's eaten by the kahanim and by the Israelim. So since there are two different types of achilles, kahanim and the mizbeach, I would have thought here the Torah was makvid, that you can only make a zrikas adam if you have the achilles here. Avol oilo, to lespo shtei achilles, mashenken by korban oilo, there's no two eatings by korban oilo. There's only one eating. Everything is burnt on the mizbeach. Eimalai, maybe oil of haket is not so strict, the svar is not so strict. There's only one type of an eating. Here I would say the Torah didn't say that you have to have the burning. Maybe if all the meat became posel, became tumma, so even though you only have the zrikas adam, maybe you could make the zrikas adam. Kamash malon, that's why according to Yeshua, you need two psukim. To tell me both by Yishlomim and by Korban Eilo, that's the Yeshua Shita. You can only make the zrikas adam if there's something left over to be burnt or teeth. You need bosakayim. Without Vosakim, you can't make this week according to Rabbi Yeshua. For the more of Rabbi Lezer, Nami Yoksiv Yabosa Toichon, for the more Akasha back to Rabbi Lezer, why do you say from the second Pesach, for Dams Vachach Yishofech, you dashin's mashma with blood alone, just the dam is around. You're allowed to make this rika, even though there's no bosa kayin to be eaten, nor got lost or got tamein. I, the end of the pasuk says clearly, baha bosa teichel, it says clearly, mashma you have to eat the meat. Just like Rabbi Yeshua says, so why doesn't Rabbi Lezer dashin that way? Omolok, Rabbi Lezer answers back, hatayuhumi boyalei, that at the end of the pasuk says, baha bosa teichel, it's for different limud. Pumi boyalei, shein ha bosa mutte biachilo, ach yizur kadam. In the case when you have both, you have a korban shlomim, that the din is you make a zrikas adam, and then you're allowed to eat the meat. What about if I want to eat the meat before I make the zrikas adam? Is it mutter or not? That's what I learned out from this pasuk. Shein habosa mutter b'achilo. You're only allowed to go to eat the meat. Only when, achi yizrik adam. First you have to have the zrikas adam. That's this pasuk here. V'dam shvachecha yishofich. You should first make this rikas adam of a korban. After you make this rikas adam, then the pasuk says v'yabosa teichel. Then you're allowed to eat the meat. But before you make this rikas adam, you're not allowed to eat the meat. The pasuk pshat is that the meat is kochim. Mitchila you will makdish this animal. You got a kedushas aguf on the animal. You're not allowed to eat the animal. It's only when you make this rikas adam that's called a matir. The zrikas adam, he puts it down on the mizbeach. That's matir the bosa mechila. That gives that to that like takes off the kedushas aguf of the animal, and then the carnivore will not eat it. But Kozman, you don't make the Zerikas Adam, there's a Kedushas Aguf on the animal, it's also teeth. So Zot Yabeleza, how do I know that? From this Pasuk. First make the dam, and then the Pasuk says, V'yabosa Teichel. but nothing to do that you have to have both around. In order to make a shchita, you have to have basar. He else, no. Havadi can make a zrikas adam even though there's no basar around. The pasuk is just saying when you have the basar around, you can't eat it until you first make the zrika.
Okay, this is a kasha now according to Rebbe Lezer. How do you know to use this posik? Dam, svachecha yishofech. That is an inyan you can make a zrika as a dam, even without any basar. Who says that? Maybe the whole posik is only coming to tell us that you first you have to have a zrika as dam, and then you could eat the meat. That's the Gemara's kasha. Yochi, eim akunu lehochu diyosam. Dam, afo pi, she'en sham basim inolan. How does Rebbe Lezer know to dasha from this posik, the first rasha we had? That you could have a zrikas dam even without an achilas basar. Maybe not. Maybe the only posik is only to tell me the second kiddush that if you want to eat the basar, first you have to have a zrikas dam. After Gemara Amalach, so Rebbe Lezer answers back. Im kain, if the posik is only come to tell us that first you have to make a zrikas dam and then you're allowed to eat the meat. Im kain nichta rachmona ha basar toichel. The posik should have said the loshen of ha basar toichel first. Then v'hodar v'dam zvachecha yishofich. Then it should say the posik of the words the dam you should make is rikum. Just like I said before that operation. The posik says v'yosiso oilosecho abosa v'yadam. There also it says the word you should make the oilos bosa first and then dam. Ma'ishin how come in the second posik the akadme l'dam zvachecha? How come here it says the word dam first before it says the word bosa? So Rebbe Lezer tells us. Shemamina, from here I see, dam, one drosha is dam. If you just have the zrikas dam to make afal pi shein basar, even though the basar is already tama, you can't use the basar, still you're allowed to make the zrikas dam. That's one drosha. Ushemamina, I also hear the second chiddush of shein ha basar muta biachilo achi yizrik adam. You're not allowed to make the zrikas dam, you're not allowed to eat the meat until you first make the zrikas dam. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, im kain, the kula yosele meimer. If the whole pasuk is only coming to tell us the dam mate bosa biachilom that first you need to have to make a zrikas adam, then you're allowed to eat the meat. V'lav le meimer dam afapi shein bosa. Not to teach us this, the first chiddush of Lezer wanted to say that it's teaching that you could have a zrikas adam without an achilas bosa. Abazay lichtav. The pasuk should have said o bosa zvechecho teichal v'hoda v'adam yishofich. And from this I would also know that you have to have avad rizrikas adam first. Koydim lechila. The post doesn't say if you have dam tishofich. Maishin of the kashrut the akad miladam zvachecha yishofich bresha. How come the post says the word dam zvachecha first and it doesn't say the word bosa first? How come it says the word dam first? So this is Rebbe Lezer's raya. Shma min is a trashi lemedrish for dam zvachecha yishofich mechomokim to make the drasha mechomokim. Become welcome, and therefore, according to Rebbe Lezer, we can hear both chedushim from this one pasuk. We could hear both chedushim according to Rebbe Lezer.
Rebbe Lezer holds that you're allowed to have the zrikas adam, even though there's no basar kayim. This is the way Rebbe Lezer dashens the psukim. For the Gemara, Rebbe Yeshua says no. He says the second pasuk of dam zvachechom is only talking about where basar toicho you have meat, and again to teach us the same yisoid. That you only allowed to make a zrikas adam if there's meat there. For the more contrary, Yeshua, ain a basa muta v'achilo as yizrik adam. How does he know that? How does Yeshua know that you're not allowed to eat the meat of a korban until you first make the zrikas adam? See, he says kal v'chaymu. Yeshua says, I don't need a pasuk for that. That's a kal v'chaymu. Umah imurim. Madach, when you have the imurim, after you made the zrikas adam by a korban chatis, by korban shlamim, after you make the zrikas adam, then you're supposed to take the imurim first and put them on the mizbech and burn the emurim, and then you're first allowed to eat the meat. What about before you burnt the emurim? Are you allowed to eat the meat? No. We had a pasuk before in Tamad Ishra. So this is Kal V'chaymer. Umay emurim, maduch, when you already made the zrikas adam, you have two things in front of you now. You have the emurim burning the fat, and you have the achilas of the basar. Techilas na yulei makfim. If for some reason the emurim got lost, they became tummy, they're not makfim, then you're allowed to eat the meat without burning the emurim. Still we say ki yisnayum, when you have both of them here, the emurim and the basar. Makvei, that when you have both of them in front of you, you're not allowed to eat the meat until you first burn the emurim. That's a pasuk we had before in Tamanishchat. Of a zaydam, Here when we have a question, you have the blood, and you want to eat the meat. Can you eat the meat before you make the Zerikas Adam? It's a Kal V'Chomer, no. If you don't have dam, no Zerikas dam, sheet to the carbon is possum. Avad, you can't eat the meat. When you have the dam here in front of you, avad and avad, you can't eat the meat before you make the Zerikas Adam. When you have the Emurim and the Basar, you can only eat the meat last. You have to first bring the Emurim. And if you don't have the Emurim, it's not Makiv. So by the dam, when you have a question of doing the dam first, the Zerikas Adam, or eating the meat, pshiti, you have to make the Zerikas Adam first. Because if you don't have the Zerik altogether, the carbon is puzzle. So avada, you can't eat the meat without first bringing in the dam. So Rabbi Shua says, I don't need a pasuk for this. This is a svara. So the Mar Rabbi Lez, what is he old? Milsa the Asa, Bekal V'Chayma, talk of a kosovo krua. He holds that's not so shreds. Taka true, there is a Kal V'Chayma, but still, sometimes the Torah writes it out. Even though I can know from a Kal V'Chayma, sometimes it's not a kasha, Torah V'Kosov L'Kurah. The Kurah, the pasuk does say it out. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Avad, if there'd be nothing else to darshin from the pasuk, there wouldn't be a kasha. I it's a Kal V'Chayma. Sometimes the Torah says something, even though we would have known it from a Kal V'Chayma. But avad, if you have something else to learn out from this pasuk, it's better to learn out something else than to say it's an extra pasuk, because I would have known it from a Kal V'Chayma. Avad, if you make a different drasha, it's better. So Yeshua says, I dash over this pasuk again, that dam and basar, you dash can eat both. You could only bring the dam if there's basar there. If there's no basar around, you're not going to make this week as a dam. So I call upon him, this is Yeshua Shita. Now Zot Gemara. Hashda now, lema masitim like Yeshua. Our Mishnah Chura does not come out according to Yeshua. The Chiv and the Yomar, being entirety, since we made the first two anachis, that any time the Tzibur brings the carbon betumah, the Mishnah says you're allowed to bring a carbon betumah. What do we say? You need two things for that. Being a tartin, it's called tumis dechuya, and you have to have the tzitz to meratza. You need the tzitz. The tzitz achilas le meratza. Now the tzitz does not permit you to eat the basar. If the basar is tumah, you're not allowed to eat the basar. The tzitz only permits us to make the zrikas adam. Avazoi heichi yase betumah. According to Rabbi Yeshua, how could our Mishnah say the kabonis betzibur? I brought betumah. According to Rabbi Yeshua, shouldn't be able to be brought since you don't have you don't have any dam. You don't have any basar. The tzitz is not meratzer on the basar, so our Mishnah can't come out according to Rabbi Yeshua. For our Mishnah is mashma like Rabbi Lezer. Even though you can't eat the meat, still you're allowed to make this rikas adam. So tomorrow, no. Afilu tayim Rabbi Yeshua. Even if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, elok esav Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua has told, hatitz meratzer al oilin. The tzitz is meratzer on what goes on the mizbeach. In other words, there are two types of achilus here, by a musaf and by a chatis. There's the emurim, the fats that are burnt on the mizbeach, and the achilas basar, what the kanam has to eat. Now the tzitz, that we say it's not meratza on the achilas, it means that the people, the kahanim, can't eat the meat for tumah. What about the fats that have to be put on the mizbeach? That the tzitz is meratza. If the fats are tumah, still you're allowed to put it on the mizbeach. So the tzitz meratza al oilin. The tzitz, it makes acceptable, the oilin means the parts that are burnt on the mizbeach, that is good. So therefore, even according to Yeshua, this korban tzibur that's brought the tumah, first of all, the Zerikas Adam you're allowed to do. The question is, where's the basar left over? According to Rabbi Lezer, you don't bedavka have to have meat to eat. It's enough if you have something left over to burn on the mizbeach. So now these emurim, these fats, even though they're tumah, the tzitz is meratza on the oilim. What's burnt on the mizbeach, the tzitz says it's okay. So therefore, there is something to be burnt, so it's okay according to Yeshua. For the Gemara Hotayin of Zvachim, the oilim. That's good by a korban, that you have the fats that should be burned. So since the tzitz says you're allowed to burn the fats, it's called something as kayim. You have dam and you have basar. Elo oimer, but the korban oimer is only like a mincha. Or shtei alechem. The lech oilim, the cloud is nothing to be burnt. By the oimer, all you do is you take out a kemitza and you burn the kemitza. So the kemitza, that's takamuter. But there's nothing left over to be burnt. All the shirayim, all the leftover was only eaten. So, and if it's tumah, you're not allowed to eat it. So how could you bring the korban oimer and the shtei alechem betumah? There's no achila. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, it should be possible. You can't have a dam on aktoro without having something to eat, without having some shirayim. Ma'ikel meimer, I'm going to tell you like this. Ki amr Rabbi Yeshua nami de bina tarti bizvachin. When does Rabbi Yeshua say you need two things? You need aktoro, no kemitza, and you need shirayim, something else to be eaten. He only said it by zvachin. By a minch, he never said that yisoid. By a minch, even if the whole minch is tummy. So say now you're allowed to make a kamitz, a handful, and put it on the mizbeach. So the question is, the kamitz is like the dam. But where's any achila? There's no achila mutter. It's all tummy, you can't eat it. The Torah says, Yeshua never said it by a mincha. He only said you need two things, dam and bosser, only by zvochim, but not by benochis. For the Gemara, is that true of benochis layomar? Is it true Yeshua never said it by a mincha? The Yotzanan, we learned like this in benochis. Nit mushireho, if you have a mincha, that the leftover part of the mincha became tummy, or else avdu shireho, or else the shirayim got lost. Notice by mincha, you have all this flour here, the kohen first takes the kamitz, a handful of it, puts it on the mizbeach, and the shirayim, the leftover, is mutter b'achila. What happened if the leftover became tamei or got lost? So Mishnah says clearly over there, it says, that kemidis Rebbe Elazar shirim, according to Rebbe Elazar it's kosher, but kemidis Rebbe Yeshua psula. You see, clearly Rebbe Yeshua said it's in even by a mincha. Even by a mincha, you can only make a kemitzah if there's some shirayim left over to eat. So here that the shirayim is lost or tamei, since you're not allowed to eat a betumah, you can't bring the mincha. So you see, according to Rabbi Yeshua, even Menachos needs two. So in Rabbi Akash and our Mishnah, how does our Mishnah say the Shteya Lechem? And the Oymer is brought Petumah. If they brought Petumah, there's no Achilu though. There you can't eat it. So it should be possible according to Rabbi Yeshua. So Gemara answers that this Mishnah in Menachos goes Kemidus like Kemidus. It's like Rabbi Yeshua, but not really Rabbi Yeshua. Kemidus Rabbi Yeshua goes like Rabbi Yeshua, the Bein Entarti, that you need two things. Dam, or by Menachos, you need Akhtara, and you also need something left over to eat. But like Kemidus Rebbe Yeshua, it's not really, really Rebbe Yeshua. Dilu Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Yeshua himself, Bizvachim Omer. He only said it by his Zevach, Rebbe Yeshua said you have to have two things, Dam and Bosom. But Menachos Layomer, Rebbe Yeshua never said by Minchi you need two things. Yilu Hai Tan, I'll tell you, this Tan here by Menachos, he's the one that saw that holds. Afilu Menachos. Maybe such a terrace like that. The Enoch Nami, the Mishnah in Menachos, that says even a mincha is possum is not Rabbi Yeshua, it's some other Tana. For the Gemara, Umani hai Tana, how can you say that to Koi Kavosi? Umach mitvei. Who's such a Tana that holds like Rabbi Yeshua and even more Machma than him? Like who, we don't know anybody else. So who the Gemara means to ask a kash, the Churis is Rabbi Yeshua. The Yoid, another kash avenue, Tanya, bring a clear eye like this, we learn like this. Tanya, Omri Rabbi Yosef, Yosef said, Roya niyas dibri Rabbi Elazar. I like what Rabbi Elazar said, bimnochas ubezvachim. What he said, both by a mincha and by svachim. So Mashu Reb Lezer, that said you don't need both, said at both places. And he also said, Reb Yosef, for Diva Reb Yeshua, I like what Reb Yeshua said, that you do need two things, you do need dam and bosom, for svachim uvim nochis. You see, clearly he said that he said his din, both by zevach, by a korvin, where you have the dam and the meat mamish, and who are din by menochis? By menochis, you have to make a ktora, that's like the dam, putting on the mizbeach, but it's only kosher if there's some leftover shirayim, leftover part of the mincha that you could eat. So you see, Rabbi Yeshua said his din even by Menachos. What does he mean to say now? Did the Rebbe Elazar b'zvachim, unlike what Rebbe Elazar said by zvachim, show you Weimer. What was his din by zvachim? Dam afa pi shein shem boser. That's what Rebbe Elazar said. For did Rabbi Yeshua b'zvachim, I like what Rabbi Yeshua said. No, he's not passing here. He's just saying, I hear the machlokes. I like what both said. I also like Rabbi Yeshua's svara that said by Zvachim Shoyoyma that he used to say, Emein dam, ein boser. Emein boser, ein dam. That's what he dash in the postwig. V'yasisar lasecha boser v'yadam, you bedavka have to have both, boser and dam. Vaiti said, Divir Rabbi Elazar b'mnochis. I like what Rabbi Elazar said by Yilchus Menachos. Shoyoyma Rabbi Elazar used to say by Mincha, Koimitz. You're allowed to make the kemitz if the mincha is a tomatik a mincha, and it's a korban tziba now, you're allowed to make the kemitz even though it's tomei. Afal pi shein shirayim, even though there's nothing left over to eat, or else in the case where the shirayim got lost, still you're allowed to be marked to the kemitz. And that's what Rabbi Elazar said. Now, divir Rabbi Yeshua b'mnochis, I like what Rabbi Yeshua said by Hilchos Menachos, shoyoymer. What did Rabbi Yeshua himself used to say by Hilchos Menachos? Imein koimetz ein shirayim. If the koimetz got lost, you're not allowed to eat the leftover mincha. That's pshita. If you don't have that handful to burn on the mizbeach to burn, it got lost, pshita, you can't eat the rest. Because that's just like a korban. The rest is called the gedusha saguf. You have no head to eat it, cause the man you weren't matzah with the kemitza. But he also said clearly, emein shirayim, but if the leftover part of the mincha got lost, it got tamei, ein kaimitz. You're not allowed to make the kemitza. So you see, clearly, Rabbi Yeshua himself holds even by menachos. If there's nothing left over to be eaten, you're not allowed to make the kemitza. So then we have a kasha in our Mishnah chura can't come out of contra Yeshua, because our Mishnah says even the Oymer and the Shteya Lechem, which were Menachos, are allowed to be brought to Tumah. If the tzibur is Tumah, you're allowed to bring it. Why are you allowed to bring it? Because the kemit tzaddik apart is doicha Tumah. You're allowed to do it, even though the shrine are not allowed to eat. So you see, you're allowed to bring a mincha, even though you can't eat the shrine. It's a kashan Yeshua. So the more elok sabri Yeshua, I tell you, Yeshua holds like this. Hatzitz maratza al oilin v'yal achilas ena chanami. Yeshua holds that tzitz is maratza even on the achila. Therefore, when a korban tzibur is brought, v'tumah the shtei halechem and the oimer ena chanami, the kanam are allowed to eat the shrine also. The tzitz is maratza that on a korban tzibur you're allowed to eat the shrine left over also. Therefore, it's mutter. For the Gemara, if that's true, ihochi, if that's so, my kemidah she b'shua psula. Why did it say before? It said before that according to Yeshua, the mincha is psula. Why is it possible? And the Gemara of it v'sorif. It's only going a case where the rest of the shrine got lost or burnt up. Then it's possible according to Yeshua. Ve'enach nami, if it would have got tuma, elos v'tumara nitma l'man ketoni. But what do you want to tell me though? But if the shrine, the leftover part of the mincha, only became tumed, that's not psula. So, Bezoi, why does the Brisa say it all together for? Why does it say the case that the shrine became tummy? The one to tell me now, according to Rabbi Leza, that even though the shrine is tummy, still it's kosher, Fred Gemara Pshita, Avati was kosher, according to Rabbi Leza. Hashta, now, Yeshlam, you'll tell me, Ovid Visorif, the Lesnayo Machshir Rabbi Leza, Madduch in a case where the shrine, the leftover part of the Mincha, got burnt up or got lost. You're telling me now, according to Rabbi Leza, it's kosher. Because Rabbi Lezer holds, you're allowed to have the dam, even though you don't have the basar. Nitmu, where just the shrine just became tummy, the isayim, it's here, mi boy. Avada should be kosher according to Rabbi Lezer. So why does the Brisa have to say the din where the mincha became tummy? El pshitul Rabbi Yeshua, avad is going according to Yeshua, oktoni psula. And the Mishnah Brisa says according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's possible. You see a korban tzibur, if the shirayim is tamei, the mincha is posel. Why is it posel? Because according to Rabbi Shua, you can only make a kemitzum if you have some shirayim that's nechum. And if the shirayim is tuma, even though the tzitz is maratza, it's not maratza nechila. You're not allowed to eat it. So you see clearly you can't eat it, according to Rabbi Shua. So back shver, our Mishnah. How does our Mishnah say you could bring the oimer and the shtei lechem atuma? Since you're not allowed to eat the shirayim, it should be posel according to Rabbi Shua. And also, Tanya, we learn clearly, we have Yeshua Weimer, Kol Zvachim Sheva Torah, any type of a korban, any behemoth, Zvachim is only after Shecht, Bein Shenitmu Vosar, the Chel of Kayin, where just the meat became tummy, and the Chel is still around, or Bein Shenitmu Chel, whether the fat became tummy, or Vosar Kayin, and there's one of these two is still here, either you could eat the meat, or else you could burn the fat, the Locher is Zerik Yesadam, then you're allowed to make this Rik Yesadam. Because that's called, you have dam and basar, like we had before. It doesn't mean you have to have the two types of basar, to eat and to burn. It's enough either one of the two. Avo nitmo tavayo, but let's say both became tummy, that both the basar and the fat, loy, it's possible. Is alma tzavri bishu, what do we see bishu holds? Ein atitz maratz al oilin. You hear us talking about that the meat of the carbon became tummy. And still it says, if both became tummy, zai the aktara, what you're burning, and zai what you're eating is not maratza. So you see, according to Yeshua, the tits is not maratza on oilam either. But lo yal achila, it's not on the achila either. So may let's back shre al Mishnah. Even zvachim should be shre then. How could our Mishnah say that the musafim, a carbon tzibur, is allowed to be brought to tumah if the meat is tamei? According to Yeshua, you're not allowed to burn it and you're not allowed to eat it. So there's no basar altogether. So how could our Mishnah say you could bring the korban b'tumah? How could you make this rikas adam since there's no achilas at all? There's not even an achilas of the mizbeach because that's this bright that says according to Yeshua that tzitz is not maratz even on the oilam, even on the fats that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. If the fats is tamei, you're not allowed to burn it on the mizbeach. So b'zei our Mishnah chur doesn't come out according to Yeshua. So my answer is like this: el loyelam Yeshua. No, our Mishnah maybe still comes out according to Yeshua. And I tell you, Masnisin, and the Mishnah is going to Yeshua. But like Kasher, and there's no Kasher in Yeshua. I'll tell you like this: Kan lechatchila, kan diyevin. When did Yeshua say that tzitz is not maratza? It's only metchila. Metchila, you're not supposed to do it. But for diyevin, though, the tzitz is yeh maratza. For diyevin, it's good. Trasheel lekasher, Masnisin of Yeshua, Masnisin diyevin. For Yeshua lechatchila, tarti boy, the asua meschasher diyevin. Rashi is saying, Rabbi Shua only says you need both, only metchila. But the diyevad, though, if you do it, though, it's kosher. Right now, Mishnah is only talking about b'diavad. Then Echnami metchilo taki now to bring the korban in our Mishnah. No, b'diavad, if you made this zrikas dam, it's kosher. Is that what Yeshua says? You can only do a zrika unless you have basar. That's only metchilo. Metchilo, you shouldn't make this zrikas dam if you don't have any basar. But what about you made this zrikas dam? Then taki it's kosher. And that's Shana al Mishnah. That our Mishnah says, because these Kabbonis Hebrew are brought to Tumer, it just means b'diavad. If it was done, it was kosher. For the Gemara Eshtins, Psula, Chodah, the Psula, the Yevad Mashma. That's what the Brisa says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's Mashma Psula, it's Mashma Ibrahim b'diavad. Even if you do make this Rikas Adam, but since there's no meat left over, it's Mashma that Korban is possible. So you can't say Rabbi Yeshua holds this only Metchila, you need Basar. But b'diavad, if you made this Rikas Adam, the Korban is kosher. The Brisa says clearly Psula. Psula's Mashma, it's no good, even b'diavad. So Mashma Yeshua Shita is, if you don't have any basar to be eaten, you're supposed to the korban. The Yoid, in the second kasha on our Mishnah, you can't say our Mishnah means it's only kosher with the Yevid, but Metzchili you're not allowed to do it. Devarim Boyin, the Mishnah says, Chamisha Devarim Boyin, there are five Kabbonis Siva that has brought. What does Boyin mean? Lekatchila Mashma. It's Mashma Metzchili, you're allowed to go bring this Kabbonis Matuma. And according to Yeshua, it's not so. Ela la kasha, no chater, I'll tell you. Elamai, we still want to answer, for some reason we want to say, our Mishnah could go like Yeshua. Ela la kasha, kan biyochid, kan bitzibur, enachanami. Rashi biyochid, lechatchila psula.